All right. The intro was interesting. I was like, where's Russ? Because it sounded like he went into an empty building, and I wanted him to swoop out of the rafters like Batman, but the sound effects looked even better.
I was expecting him to jump out with a really loud noise. I was braced for it.
Boo!
You're right. It sounds like that.
Lady Awesome Sauce is my next best thing finale girlfriend. She is a
I
goddess.
love Lady Awesome Sauce. That was a perfect monologue for her, too.
Absolutely. In my defense, I was asked to do a mediocre monologue. In their defense, I still did the very best I could, and I knew it would come out mediocre. But I was the only one that got through, and that made me happy. Also, fated as a
Ooh,
human
yeah.
being, not a pony, do not call her fated pie. This was really good. The critiques were perfectly, like, I thought that they
Is
said what they
somebody
wanted
gonna
to say.
explode?
Yeah, my watch is going off. They said what they wanted to say. They were fast, but they were still. You gave enough information in the critiques without skimping, but you also didn't go overboard and go too long on them. I don't know. I really like the pacing of the show. I really like the flow. And I love both of you as judges a lot. You were both very likable. And even if you gave, like, I can speak personally because I was a contestant. Even when you're giving me negative things, you weren't doing it in a way that felt condescending or in a way that made me want to punch you or pull your beard.
He means Marody's beard.
Yeah. But I thought you were really likable as judges. What did you think, Rochelle?
Yeah, I really liked this a lot. It was like really great. I loved the intro, and I loved your little exit music too at the very end. I think you did like a super great job of critiquing. It was super right to the point, but it was also kind of playful and fun. You guys have great judging chemistry. And I think that, yeah, you guys gave super legit critiques. So I was like really into this. I really like acting shows in general. I just think you learn a lot from hearing people act and
Normally, I don't like listening to acting shows. They're boring to me, but this one wasn't at all.
really?
Yeah.
I think they're great. They're my favorite to listen to. I think you learn a lot from hearing people act. I don't know, it's just like my personal thing. Yeah, so I think it was really good.
Do you think, Reed?
No, I like this a lot. This is this reminded me a lot of. I know this is sort of an acting parallel to the Conquer Your Voice styles with some changes, of
It's an
course.
acting
But
ripoff of Conquer Your Voice,
well,
except without me, Fred Bob.
it's an outgrowth for me because it's he took so, he branched off from some of these, but there's some things there that weren't CYV at all. But I thought you guys did great. Every episode we've had, you guys have had really good chemistry. And you've been clever with how you've done the shows. I liked a lot. I agree with everything else they said.
We have picked the winner of the next best thing.
Yeah.
Let me just say, we do have two honorable mentions because we had about three that were kind of in our top three. And the top three that we had, and let me just say, everybody's a winner because everybody gets to audition for all the epic shows. And I think even if you don't win, you should still definitely do your shows because all six of these were really interesting shows.
Yeah.
The three finalists are You've Got Mail, Acting Up, and Date Me.
Yay.
Woohoo!
From that, we had to pick a winner. And I can, You've Got Mail, we didn't pick just because of the glitchiness of the recording. So You've Got Mail, you are not going to win. But I still hope you do the show.
Yeah, because
We still
it's.
liked your show.
I really did, yeah.
Especially that Reed contestant.
If you hadn't. Oh, go ahead,
Sorry,
Rochelle.
I was going to say, and I love Flynn as a. Ugh.
I really love Flynn.
I love
If you
Flynn as a judge.
hadn't had that recording glitch, the decision would have been much tougher than it was.
Yeah.
Date Me, you're not going to win either. Just because why did we like Acting Up? I just announced the winner, didn't I? Acting Up, you win next best thing.
Yay!
Yay. We thought yours was the most polished and the most well thought out.
It
It was the
was.
most organized and just in general, like the most enjoyable to listen to. There was no moment
Yes.
when I was like feeling like it was dragging or anything. I just felt like it was the most interesting. So.
From the beginning,
Having said that, I can't wait to hear Date Me.
yeah, I
I'm
can't either.
on
Date
top.
Me is an awesome show, but from the moment when Russ was hiding in the rafters to the ending when they called us all candidates instead of contestants, which I liked, it made me feel political. It was it was a really good show. So kudos. Acting Up, you are the winner of the next best thing.
Yeah.
I hope
Oh,
everybody that competed post shows to audition for, because I would audition for almost all of these shows. That's awesome. Thank you, Russ. I mean, thank you, Reed and Rochelleular.
It's because I have a beard.
Rochelle has to rush off to do Ada, so I will see you guys later. Thank you guys for listening to the season.
Yay.
Such
Yay.
fun. Thanks for
See
letting
you
us
guys.
be judges.
All right. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.